Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Pel Yoitz, Nois Aleph Shema 27, and we're discussing the responsibilities of a wife towards her husband, Shalom Bayis, Avas Ish V'Isha, V'Yoyse Yigdal Achiv Ale Isha, Le'oiv Ezbailo, Ulechavdoi Kemelech. There is a responsibility for a wife to love her husband, to honor her husband, kimelech begdud v'liro mimenu v'lemalis chetzo ritzoyin b'chol koicha. So we finished discussing responsibilities from the husband to the wife. Now we switch gears, the responsibilities from the wife to the husband. And a wife who has a bina yisera, women were given a gift by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal tell us they have bina yisera. What does bina yisera mean? And in this intuition that men just don't have. Women have this. And I've told you in the past about a certain situation where my wife warned me about a certain situation. And I found out sometime later, I never even told her about the specific details because then it would have been Lashon Hara, how dead on how right she was. Unless she hears the recording here, she'll know. There's a bina yaseira. The women have to use this bina yaseira, this extra intuition that Hashem gifted them to see what does my husband need. L'malois chetzoi ritzoyne bechol koicha, with all of her strength, bechol magamos v'adai tzricha liyois, and all of her strength and her energy and her thought process has to be l'ishtadel l'redes l'soiv das bailo l'das ma chetzoi, to understand, what does my husband want? How can I assist him in his chefze shemayim, in his service of Hashem? And she, the wife, should try to fulfill what the husband wants. His wills and his desires should be like hers, so she should find favor in his eyes. This is step number one. This is what it means that a wife does the bidding of her husband. She understands what her husband needs. She understands what her husband wants. And she takes care of him in that regard. What is the ikar ahava, the main love from the wife to the husband? Says the Pel Yoitz, the ikar ahava, Avas HaNefesh. Just like we said in regards to the Ava from the husband to the wife, that the husband has to be caring for her spiritual growth, so too the wife has to be caring for the husband's spiritual growth. There are people who are very, very caring about someone's physical being, and which is beautiful. And we should all be caring about others' physical being, their well-being physically. But even more than that, we have to be caring about the person's netzach netzachim, their oilam haba. Do they learn? Can they learn? Of course they can learn. Well, why aren't they learning? What are they doing with their time? A good wife will encourage her husband in a gentle, soft manner that he can learn. I want to share with you a story. It's not with a wife to a husband, not with a husband to a wife. It's a story I heard yesterday from one of our friends. I might have the ages a little off, but I want to share with you a very powerful story. There was a Yid, a Shomer Shabbos Yid. He kept Shabbos. He was not a youngster. He was 89 years old. And he said he wanted to learn Mishnayos. He never finished, never learned all Mishnayos. He wanted to learn Mishnayos. We, Baruch Hashem, are learning Mishnayos over here at the first day of his Medrash. We'll be finishing all the Shas Mishnayos with Reb Chesky in his Seder. Over 10 years. So, this Yid had a grandson. And he told this to his grandson. He said, I'd like to learn Shas Mishnayos. 89 years old. I believe it was around 3 years later, they made a siyum on all of Shas Mishnayos. So he's around 92 years old. You know what he does now? He does a chazara. He learns all the Shas Mishnayis again, from beginning to end. We could end the story here, and it's a beautiful story. It's an amazing story. The man is 89 years old. A person can throw in the towel and say, okay, I'm too old for this. I'm going to learn Shas Mishnayis, the source of all halacha of the Torah. The man is 95 now. And he says to his grandson, let's start Shas Gemara. Shas Gemara. 95 years old. And the grandson came in to America when the man was over 100 years old for a siyum on all of Shas Gemara. He finished all of Shas Gemara. In over 100 years old. This is a man who said, it's never too late. Tying this story into our topic over here. The Ikir Ahava, the main love, Avas HaNefesh, is the love we have to be concerned for our person's nefesh. For the wife has to be concerned for her husband's nefesh. Timser Nafshel L'Sayah B'Avoyed Hashem Zbarach. She has to assist him in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Zeh Chelka, and that's her chilek. Every word of Torah that he works on and he learns, and every step he takes to walk to the Beis Medrash. And we have a chaver of ours over here who drives in 45 minutes twice a week one way. And every mile he travels, and every gas, every dollar he spends on the gas, everything, the schar, the reward, is the wife's as well. Now she's not doing it for the reward, but you should know that. The reward is yours 100% as well. And he says, the Mesek Svaseh, with her soft approach to Dabar Elov, speak to him. In Sricha Lahadrichoi Bederech Toivo, Ulo Nachmi Beis Sarosoi. If he needs a little encouragement sometimes, or sometimes the husband needs a little comfort in words. And this is the main love, the main focus the wife should have for her husband. The wife should be focused on his spiritual growth. He says, we don't have to say that she should not be responsible for taking away from learning. Chas v'shalom, he says over here. She should not be the cause of taking away from his spiritual growth. Chas v'shalom. This is the beginning of our topic over here, of the ava, the love from the wife to the husband, besides to the physical care. There has to be the spiritual care. I already went a little longer than I usually do, but it just popped into my head. I could say it for tomorrow, we'll say it right now. I was by a private vad, a private shir once, with Rav Avigdor Miller. I told you this story. A private shir. Private shir. I'm not going to tell you all the details. During the shir, there were just a few of us. We hear a voice coming from upstairs. We were in the lower level of the shul, and we hear a lady's voice, an older lady's voice, Rabbi Miller? Rabbi Miller? And I'm thinking, in the middle of the shir, who is this? I was about to run up, you know, what's going on over here? The Rav's giving a shir? Who's interrupting like this? Then, I said, okay, Greenspan, calm down, calm down. I realized, it's his Rebbetzin. And she's calling down, and she's telling him, it's getting late. She's concerned for his health. He was not a youngster. I believe he was nifta at the age of around 96, and he gave shiurim, around 30 shiurim, until the past couple of weeks before he was nifta. 30 shiurim a week. And she's watching over his physical health. You know why? So he can continue giving those 30 shiurim and be marbit Torah to his kehila and the whole entire world. Now a wife might say, my husband's not a rav, my husband doesn't learn in kehila. Every man can learn and every wife can encourage her husband to learn more.